This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us. U.S. Air Force Reserves retired. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com is the website. We are at the news tab, and if you'd like to follow along with us, Captain John Reagan, absolutely stark numbers you're sharing with us. Pretty frightening stuff.
Yeah, it's just like the more I dug up, the worse it became. And most people don't even look at the trustee reports. And then you have to go beyond that. You have to go to the supplemental tables, which are on the websites for the trustee reports. And this took a chapter in my book, so we can't get into the detail today. But basically, when you look at the projections, they're ludicrous on how the numbers relate to each other. And when you compare it to history, they're even more ridiculous. So when you see the $115 trillion unfunded liability that's on U.S. debt clock, that is a really rosy color, glasses type number. And that's bad enough as it is. When the new trustee report comes out, Professor Kotlikoff takes the alternate scenario from the Congressional Budget Office, which has more realistic projections. And with his calculation, we end up with a number that's over $200 trillion. I think the last one was $220 trillion. And these are present value numbers. And if you haven't had a business class, one of the things you typically learn is net present value, where if you're making a decision whether or not an investment or project is worth doing, you run these numbers, and of course you're assuming your assumptions are correct, and you're saying what kind of return you need to make this worthwhile. And if the net present value is not negative, it's zero or better, then that becomes a possible option. You don't necessarily do all of them because you're constrained by the amount of money that you have, and you can't necessarily make all the investments you want to make. So what this present value number does is say, and just based on what's on the U.S. debt clock here, is that $115 trillion is what you would have to invest today at the interest rate that they use to calculate it with in order to meet the obligations, given that all the assumptions they made were correct. And the reason I say it's even worse than that, we covered the news months ago where they say that the trust funds will run out of money sometime in the 2030s. I don't have the article in front of me, but at that point, if nothing else changes, they would have to reduce the Social Security payments by over 20%. And the reason I say it's going to be worse than that is, first off, we're getting ready to to see bad things happen. Several of the analysts that I follow, and even some of the big banks, and this has appeared in even mainstream news, is calling for the next recession to start within the next 12 to 24 months. So 2019, 2020, the recession starts. And this is the one we don't get up from. And to me, the big question is, how long are we acknowledging this is a recession before people realize it's much more than that? If you wanted to live in interesting times, we're here. So two factors. One is neither what's on the debt clock here, the trustee reports, and what Professor Kotlikoff calculates account for the millions of jobs that are going to be lost due to artificial intelligence and robotics. As those jobs have reduced, the income becomes less, which means that these programs will run out of the so-called trust funds quicker. The other kicker in this, besides the loss of jobs to the technology, is with the recession, there will be a loss of jobs as well. So when you have that loss of jobs, again, that's less money coming to the programs. And with Social Security, it's, you know, direct Ponzi scheme. It can only pay out what it brings in. That, you know, given 20% or 23-21% reduction that's been advertised, will have to be more since there's less money coming in. So if you're dependent on Social Security, and unfortunately I'm going to be one of those people, you have to plan on less than what Social Security is saying you're going to get. So does that cheer you up any?
As you're saying that, I was thinking about something. And back in 1993, I wrote a proposal and presented it to the superintendent of schools of the county where I resided in Virginia. And that proposal was that we change the curriculum for high school students such that it would include principles of finance, economics, banking, ethics, and business. And I was told in no uncertain terms, no. And I just typed in to a search engine the following sentence. Is economics required in high school? The response, according to the Council for Economic Education's annual survey of the states, 17 states in now 17 states now require that students at public high schools take personal finance class before they graduate. John, this class that you're teaching right here, right now, illustrates that we have not been taking the appropriate finance, economics, principles of insurance class in high school that we needed to take. Would you agree with that? In high school?
Yes. I even say that people have the same degree I have, a Master of Science in Finance. I would say most of those people are financially illiterate. They Absolutely. May be able to do the financial calculations, but they don't understand the bigger picture. And part of that is because there's also a poor economic education, because the economics that are taught in almost all universities is Keynesian economics, which, you know, it's why when you constantly see the news, economists were surprised. It's because they don't understand how the economy works. Whereas if you read people that are in the Austrian School of Economics, they understand what's coming. And they are much less surprised when things happen. And we keep on reelecting the same people. A lot of the situation we're in, we can blame directly on Democrats. I also, go step by step in the book, not trying to pick on Democrats. It's just history, how they destroyed the dollar with the Federal Reserve, FDR taking away the gold, LBJ taking away the silver, the social programs, FDR with Social Security, LBJ with Medicare. They have financially and fiscally destroyed this country. Our money is essentially worthless. We are in debt out the wazoo. And it's going to be very painful when the day of reckoning comes. Now, the Republicans are not really the good guys either. When they get power, they tend to spend more money than the Democrats do. But the worst of it, the unfunded liabilities and the destruction of the dollar, we can definitely tie those to the Democrat Party. Again, the ideal thing is that we would have a national discussion right now on what we're going to do to not fix the problem, because the problem's unfixable. What are we going to do when the problem hits to preserve any kind of freedom that this country was founded on? And that's where I really have my greatest concerns. And might even say fears, you know, what's coming because of that.
Vincent. Captain John Reagan, I was thinking, as you were saying that, back to the 1960s and before. I was born in the early 50s. And when I was a child, I could hold in my hand a dime, which was a 10-cent coin. I could hold in my hand a quarter, 25-cent coin. A 50-cent piece, which was a half a dollar, or a $1 silver dollar coin. And they had some heft to them, they had some weight to them, and they were all made with 90% silver content. So when I went to spend one of those, I was spending something of value. I was trading something of value, meaning silver, for something else. So at one time, I could trade one of those silver quarters, also known as a 25-cent piece, for a haircut. I could get a haircut for one of those for 25 cents. Literally, no kidding. Well, now a haircut is around $13, $14, $15 in our neck of the woods, maybe more. And I'm wondering if some of what has happened to us, meaning this massive, massive devaluation of these tokens. They're now tokens. They're not silver anymore. They're like tokens. Has encouraged us to not understand the value of what we had. And now those haircuts are $13, $14+ because, heck, there's not much value in what we have in our hands anymore, because it's not silver anymore. It's not valuable anymore. We have inflated or devalued our currency. Do you think that's possible, John, is one of the reasons why we are not screaming about these massive devaluations of our currency? Love to hear your thoughts.
That's a good part of it.
We'll talk more about that.
The way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you suck and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, you're listening to USA Prepares. And you're listening to Captain John Reagan, who's a member of my family, my extended family. And I think that's something that is a little different about us as compared with other broadcasts. I consider a lot of our instructors as my family. Mark in Montana, welcome. You're on with Captain John Reagan.
Hello, Vincent.
Hey.
This is Mark the Spark. I got it wrong.
Well, you know, it says Mark in Montana.
maybe that's a future omen. I don't know.
So you're moving to Montana. Okay.
Before I go any further, there's a little snippet I want to share with you guys.
Sure. We're ready. Buffalo Springfield.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. Watch that sound. Everybody look.
Just wanted to share that with you guys.
Brings back memories. I'm sure it does for Captain John Reagan as well, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. On that note, I sure do miss you, Captain John, because I remember you as the great aggregator, along with your cohort there, the great aggravator. So the two of you are really stirring it up in good ways. Thank you. On the note of
aggravator.
Yeah.
I have to write that down.
Yeah. On the note of that song, is one of the few songs that I remember from my childhood. And what's interesting, it came back to me this past summer, and it kept bringing it in my head. And I actually didn't know the title of it. I didn't even know the band's name, okay? Because I wasn't really into titles and names and, you know, all that. It just, the sound and it was just really incredibly pervasive. You know, I mean, it gets in your bones. The guys were geniuses. Anyway, the current cycle that we're in, I shared that with you, Vincent, that I've, you know, because the conventional traditional wasn't working for me, I had to look at other ways to look at life and see the clues that I could find out what this puzzle is all about. So 52 years ago would have been 1966. And 52 years is a cycle in the Mayan calendar of personal development. It's a personal evolution cycle calendar. So 52 years ago we're in a similar place as we were 52 years ago. Now, if you extend that out, multiples of 52, it would be 1862, and we were in the second year of the Civil War. Isn't that interesting? Are we not in a soft Civil War now? Are we not? So, I want to ask, Captain John, thank you for your service, Captain John. I'm also a veteran myself, and, I do believe that there's a purpose for the military. It's to protect us, not to start wars. What the military is supposed to stand for and what it's actually become is absolutely abhorrible to me. Economically, a question I have for you is economics. And I'm on this kick. And by the way, thank you, Vincent, for referring me and helping me to connect with Dr. Sheely. I'm in process of that. There was a couple of documents I wanted to send him, but I don't have a scanner, so I have to go there today to a scanner, and then I can put together my question to him in some more detail. So sure. Thank you for that. I would like to say, ask Captain John, the economic impact that the pharmaceutical industry has had on our well-being, or in, I guess, financial terms, would be our productivity. And how it's been my gut level is that it's been a great detriment, and it's actually doing much, much more harm than it is good. But I don't know if you have those kinds of facts and figures handy, but
I don't, but we can discuss that a little bit after the break.
Okay, sure.
Okay. And I'm going to post a YouTube video for the song that Mark the Spark in Pennsylvania just played for us. It's Buffalo Springfield, for what it's worth, 1967. There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. We'll be right back.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers from both parties are criticizing President Trump for mocking Brett Kavanaugh's accuser Christine Blasey Ford during a campaign-style rally in Mississippi last night. Senate Republican Susan Collins of Maine says,
"The president's comments were just plain wrong."
And Arizona Republican Jeff Flake says there's no time or place for remarks like these.
What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember.
Allegations by the New York Times that Donald Trump built his fortune with dubious tax schemes involving sham corporations are now being investigated. The New York Department of Taxation and Finance saying they're reviewing the allegations in the Times article and will pursue all appropriate avenues of investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Last during the break, I posted a link to Buffalo Springfield's For What It's Worth, 1967, and it's very short, and I also posted the lyrics at usapreparers.com, page one. Mark, thank you for calling in. I'm looking forward to more of what you have to say. I appreciate what you did. Mark, please continue.
Well, also what's interesting about that, Vincent, just a little side note here, you know, I shared with you before that according to them, we're all just, us common folk, we're all just outlaws. They just haven't caught up with us yet. And on that note,
I read,
there's another song.
Excuse me one second, Mark. I read the link of Missouri state felonies. I need to post that on the website. You let me know about felonies. I got to tell you that there's no way you can avoid being a felon. There's no way. The list is so comprehensive that you cannot avoid becoming a felon.
Yeah, they're ratcheting it down. They're ratcheting it down at the local, at the state level, right? And chances are they're doing this across the board. That's why I'm putting it out here on your to your audience. Maybe they're hearing about it in their neck of the woods. So, but what's also interesting is that the other song that's been pinging my consciousness is from Merle Haggard, "Lonesome Fugitive," and the lyrics to that are good. So I looked that up. I said, well, what's wild about these two songs keep pinging my consciousness? So I looked them up. They were both written in December of 1966. I find that pretty fascinating because they've both been, you know, they're just been on my mind constantly. I'll go back and forth and listen to each one. So back to the question to Captain John is, also, along with that question is, Captain John, were you aware as of August 23rd, the Veterans Appeals Panel has acknowledged and clarified that we veterans can now sue through class action. We can sue the VA. And I'm not into suing. I'm not into all the lawyer thing. Hopefully there's some good lawyers or law firm out there that might take this on. But the Veterans Administration is doing many veterans harm. I know they may be doing some good. Hopefully they are in the other realm of, you know, the some operations and the physical stuff. But with this mental health issues, the pharmaceuticals, they're absolutely, which, by the way, Captain John, most of the veterans that go to the VA system, which is the largest healthcare system in the United States, most of them that go there to seek counseling for the traumas that they've experienced. And the only way you could see the VA before, now it's changed the last couple of years, but before you had to get a diagnosis and you had to be prescribed a drug. Otherwise you weren't going to be able to talk to nobody. So, I don't know if you're aware of that, but had you heard about this class action possibility to bring?
I had not seen that. And part of the problem we have, and then this even dovetails into the financial problem with Medicare and all of that, is, well, even Obamacare, we don't even have the right discussion on health care because it's all geared towards treating symptoms with pharmaceuticals. And I'm not saying all drugs are bad all of the time. Obviously, there's times, for example, where an antibiotic is absolutely necessary to save somebody's life. There's other times when they prescribe antibiotics that they're totally worthless, and there's, you know, conditions in between where they just do it as a precaution, which causes all kinds of problems on its own, because when you take an antibiotic, it destroys your gut microbiome, which is most of your immune system, which leads to further things. But it seems like, you know, the run-of-the-mill physician out there doesn't know anything. So I want to pay attention. I've got a link on today's discussion items, a video of Dr. Tennant, Healing His Voltage, the Physics of Emotions. And this is where, as a doctor, he's talking to a group of physicists. And it's a 48-minute video. I highly recommend it. It's going to do the best job in the shortest time to describe how your body works. And it gets into some of the problems we have because of dentists. One of that is root canal. You can't sterilize a root canal tooth. Dentists are the only doctors that leave dead tissue in the body. All the other doctors know if you do that, it causes health problems. Mm-hmm. These infected root canal teeth release toxins, and the toxins from one root canal knocks out over 60% of your immune system.
Mm.
Then, wow, you also get bone infections, cavitations from root canals and from extracted teeth where bacteria got in there, or the ligaments were totally removed. And these infections travel very slowly, but what it does is it knocks down the voltage in a circuit in the body. And he'll explain how that relates to disease, including cancer. Very fascinating video, highly recommend it. And if everybody knew this, we could have a much different discussion about health and healthcare today. Mm-hmm. We look at some of the problems with the pharmaceutical industry. Been a lot of attention paid in the last few years of how they've jacked the price up on a lot of drugs. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is the greed level, which I think most people can understand a bit. I take a Christian worldview of things, and to me, it's even more evil than that. There's a spiritual warfare component of this where they are destroying people. If you are sick, you're not able to serve others. If you die early, you can no longer serve as a witness or serve people. To me, one of the satanic pillars, just like Roe v. Wade, which is part of what's going on with the Supreme Court nomination right now. I was in high school when that decision came down that basically decriminalized the premeditated murder of babies. And I even have to back up a little bit on this because, Christians tend to be so illiterate in their Bibles. Even if you do read, and one item that even non-Christians tend to know is the commandment, thou shalt not kill. And that is used improperly by Christians, and it's used by our enemies against us. When you understand the words before it got translated to English is, thou shalt not murder. Murder and killing are two different things. So in the abortion debate, we've had in the neighborhood of 60 million abortions in America since Roe v. Wade. Of those, somewhere about 5,000 or 6,000 is where the life of the mother was in danger. In those cases, it would not be murder. Self-defense may be killing, but it's not murder. And even at another level above that, which I can point you to speakers that I've shared the stage with, Hear the Watchman, that will talk about how the sacrifice of babies is used in satanic rituals. And I just wish Christians would pay more attention to that, but unfortunately Christians today have become so worldly, they want to go to churches and escape from their worldliness rather than paying attention to the issues and actually doing something about it.
Yeah. So, by the way, they're prescribing these psychotropic drugs to children now, 6, 7, 8 years old. I mean, this is abhorrible. There's no way that's not premeditated harm. I mean, in the formative years. I mean, it's destroying our. It's going to destroy our family, our culture. It's just incredibly abhorrent. It's evil. And the other thing about all of this with what I want to mention to you, Captain John, is because you were officer corps in the Air Force.
Yes. Yes, I was. Okay.
So the other aspect of this is now the psychiatrist. And so, first before I go there, I want to mention that something tells me that we, the public, through the Veterans Administration, are we getting a bargain on these pharmaceuticals, or are we paying top dollar? Something tells me we might even be paying more than top dollar. And how do we know? Who's watching who's watching the bottom line on that? But the other thing is that most of the veterans go to the VA system for support in counseling, and psychotropic drugs are being administered. They're being prescribed, else the guys can't go there. And on that note, now we have it where a psychiatrist at the stroke of a pen can take away our right to bear arms. They can say that, this or that. If you have a diagnosis of any sort, which you have to have in the VA system if you're going to talk to somebody, then they could say, well, you know, that person's dangerous, and you know, and they'll connect it with not being able to bear arms. And we, the veterans, are more in tune with what the Constitution is, what it's about, what it's supposed to be about, and protecting the people and the Constitution and the tenets and principles of what we stand for, what we're supposed to be standing for. So, I don't know. Have you, are you, I mean, it, at the officer level, is, as a retired officer, is this, are there conversations going on about that? And if so, how much? And is it alarming to the officer corps? And what say you about that, Captain John?
Well, I don't have contact with any other veterans or active duty people, so I can't say for sure. Just because somebody's in the armed forces doesn't mean that they're for this country. There's anti-Americans in there as well. And when people have stars on their shoulders, they're politicians, and there's good ones and bad ones.
Right. I'll let it go at that, Vincent. Thank you. Thank you, Vincent Deck. Thank you. Thank you, Captain John.
You're welcome. Thank you, Marcus Barkin, Pennsylvania. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan, we're down to the last segment today. Where would you like to go?
Yes, this is the point where I try to fit in an hour's worth of information in 5 minutes.
Well, let me ask you, before you do that, can you come back soon?
I'll have to take a look at the schedule. Might be able to this month, might be next month.
Okay, very good. Please continue.
The August 31st post, there was a video I put on there from Dr. Levy on iron and gluten. He referenced a study. I hadn't had time to look at it at that point. I've looked at it. It looks pretty valid to me, where people that are frequent blood donors, which is defined as four or more times a year, versus infrequent blood donors, they looked at the ferritin levels of those. The frequents had basically an average of like 17, a range of like 15 to 25. And the infrequent were, I believe, 52. And everything I'd learned up to this point was saying, if you're between 30 and 60, you're in the optimum range. Well, with this study, it pretty much showed those that had the lower numbers, the frequent donors, had improved elasticity in their arteries. Saying another way, they didn't have hardening of the arteries. Whereas those that had what we would be pretty much consider a good number of 52 had the problem. So we need to get those iron levels down, the ferritin levels, and I don't know if this is his opinion or he's got statistics to back it up, but he said that essentially everybody over 50 is going to have a ferritin level of greater than 25, which means that they're getting damage. And unfortunately, too, with the mainstream doctors out there that just look at the reference range on the lab test, which goes from 30 to 400, and unless it's over 400, they'll tell you you're fine. And anything over 100 starts causing some serious damage. I also wanted to quickly talk about the cryptocurrency link that I have there. One of the problems with it is with the blockchain is it keeps on adding on because it's a register of all the transactions. And it gets to the point where there's just plain too much to transmit even over fast internet. So it's not really a feasible way of doing things. However, blockchain will be used in a lot of areas. And one of the nastier ways is control of the food supply. And yes, there's benefits in knowing where things came from in case there's contamination. But I'm sure you remember the NACE issue years ago, the National Animal Identification System, I believe is what it stood for, where they wanted, you know, every animal tagged and tracked. And in a sense, that's what blockchain will enforce on the food supply, tracking it from the field to the plate, and eventually from the plate to the mouth as we get into the more draconian measures. And on the last link, I've got a link to the Walk-In Lab current specials. The August 31st post has a list of some of the tests you might want to consider to see where you stand health-wise and to know what you might need to focus on. You know, sugar and iron are two of the big ones. And if you've got too much iron, then you've got limited ways, especially if you're unable to donate blood. And we just plain don't have enough time to get into more of that today. And I'll let you ask any questions at this point.
I've got a comment, Captain John Reagan. Years ago, back in the 19th century, leeches were used to suck the blood out of people who were ill. Well, from what I understand, giving blood may actually reduce your risk of developing cancer. And it seems that people who give blood might be healthier than those who don't. Does that jive with what you've been saying in researching?
Yes, basically what Dr. Levy said, as long as your hemoglobin level is good, then having a ferritin level of less than 25 is no health issue. In fact, it's better for you.
Captain John Reagan, thank you so much for spending 2 hours with us today and the time for preparation. Class, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com if you'd like to follow Captain John Reagan's links to more information and a YouTube video of Dr. Tennant. Captain John, thank you so much.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.